In two closed meetings at the White House, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. President Barack Obama after attending the annual United Nations General Assembly in New York. The two discussed Iran, Egypt, Syria, and Palestine.
I think it's accurate to say that President Obama has met with Prime Minister Netanyahu and spoken with Prime Minister Netanyahu more than he has any other foreign leader, and that reflects the closeness of the relationship between our two nations, the United States' commitment to Israel's security, and the importance of the issues that the two leaders discussed today, including Syria and Iran, where we've had major developments. So, busy times to be sure.
The spontaneous meeting comes 3 days after a telephone call between Obama and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. It's the highest level of diplomacy between the countries since Iran's revolution over 3 decades ago, drawing speculation that the Israeli premier feels pressure over softening relations between the countries. But Obama assured Netanyahu of the United States' continued support for Israel, stating that regarding Iran, all options remain on the table. The two also put up a unified front in regard to Syria.
We are both pleased that there is the possibility of finally getting chemical weapons stockpiles out of Syria. But I think we both share deep concern that we have to be able to verify and enforce what has now been agreed to at the United Nations.
Meanwhile, critics of U.S.-Israel relations have shared their comments on Monday's meeting in Washington.
The fact of the matter is he's coming here to try and influence our government into pressing more, using more military might in the Middle East.
Netanyahu's ability to meet with Obama amidst the political crisis in Washington has drawn criticism of the power and influence of the Israel lobby on the U.S. government.
Usually these state visits have weeks in advance notice. They prepare for these things. He just decided, I'm in New York, I might as well go down to Washington and meet with the president. The access is amazing.
In addition to the White House, Netanyahu also met with several congressional leaders on Capitol Hill, all of his meetings on the eve of a government shutdown in the United States. Marjan Ossi, Press TV, Washington.